1996 marks a historic anniversary in the annals of automotive engineering. 100 years ago in Springfield, Massachusetts, the Duryea Motor Wagon Company capitalized on the great fame it had garnered the previous November. The Duryea brothers' horseless carriage had won the Chicago Times-Herald's fabled endurance race of Thanksgiving Day, 1895. Only 8 vehicles braved a snowstorm to attempt the 54-mile course. Only 2 finished, and the Duryea finished first, with a breathtaking average speed of 7 miles per hour. The next year, says amateur Duryea enthusiast Richard Stevens of Springfield, Massachusetts, the Duryea Brothers Company made industrial history.
1996 marks the 100th anniversary of the first production run of automobiles made here in America. The Duryea Motor Wagon Company of Springfield, Massachusetts, designed, manufactured, and marketed 13 cars.
13 cars.
Right. In fact, one of the cars of that 13 production run was in the Barnum & Bailey Circus. And sort of, folks sort of thought that's where it belonged, that it really wasn't something that mainstream America would have caught on to.
What was it about the Duryea's car that was innovative in terms of automotive technology?
It was gasoline-powered. That's the thread that has stayed. Electric and steam were out there. But the unique part of the automobile, the gasoline-powered automobile, was that it was fairly dependable,
mm-hmm.
that it would start. Folks could drive it for great distances, perhaps as much as 40 or 50 miles, without having to worry about recharging batteries, without having to put more water in the heating unit for the steam vehicles. And so it really had a lot of the essentials that made it dependable by 1890 standards to what we in the 1990 considered to be a dependable automobile.
I gather that in addition to their innovations on the engine, they also were pioneers of the very idea of tires.
The rubber tire has been around for a long time. It was used a lot in baby carriages and bicycles. But the pneumatic tire was a new idea.
These are rubber tires, but that had air inside them.
That is correct. They had a tube inside the tire, captured the air. And so, therefore, that was the first use of a pneumatic tire. That concept really laid the foundation for what was to become standard equipment.
Did the Duryea's dream of becoming great revolutionaries by introducing the horseless carriage, or did they dream of making a fortune? What did they see themselves as?
Of the two brothers, Charles was more the visionary. He envisioned transportation as possibly being available in this form to a large population. Frank, who was more the mechanic and the technical person, liked the challenge of being able to build this, their version of the horseless carriage.
Mr. Stevens, you told us that one of the 13 Duryeas produced in 1896 went to the circus. What happened to the other dozen, or what do we know happened to them?
The location of these cars, with the exception of one, is essentially unknown. Simply vanished to fires, to accidents, to the backfields of farm somewhere, and moisture and rain and presumably inclement weather took its toll, and they literally rotted into the ground.
Well, Mr. Stevens, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Horseless carriage enthusiast Richard Stevens of Springfield, Massachusetts.